Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, dream job.
There's always a job. There's always another way. That's the thing. There's always a door that's open. You just need to look hard enough and always find it.
Well, what is a dream job? Do you have one? Okay. Growing up, maybe each and every one of us had their own dream job. But do we really get to make our dreams come true? And if that does not happen, what does it mean? Is that the end of the road? Well, we'll find out tonight. As usual on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And it's now time to welcome to our show Jamila Fege from the House of Service. Hi. Welcome back, Jamila.
Thank you.
And of course, welcome Esha Sarai from the French to Africa Service. Welcome here.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. And the only man in the room, please welcome to the house, Ibrahim from the House of Service. Welcome aboard, Ibrahim.
Thank you. Sunday Shomari, the DJ.
All right. We all have our childhood dream jobs, guys. Of course, lingering our minds and then sometimes it happens to some of us, some not. So, what are those dream jobs that you had in mind? And did you make your dream job? Well, I spoke to a radio broadcaster from Azam TV in Tanzania, Sheza Mungilwa, and I wanted to know, did he make it to his dream job?
Well, it's not exactly what I had in mind growing up. But as I grew up, with time, things changed, and it actually became my dream job. As I grew up, it wasn't my dream job. But when I was already grown up, and I had already started for it, this was my dream job, yes.
Now, for many young people, just like myself and others, had some kind of dream jobs they were worrying about, they were thinking about growing up, they wanted to be somebody in some specific area. And then when they find out after growing up, they can't make it to that job. Now, when that happens, is that the end of the world?
Well, that couldn't be, because they say, we've also got a saying that refers to something as when one door is closed, another one is opened. So that's never the end of the world.
Okay. And what would you say would be the options out there? Are there any other options once one has this dream job, dream flew away and is not there anymore? Is there a way someone can come back and, okay, come up with something else?
There's always a job. There's always another way. That's the thing. There's always a door that's open. You just need to look hard enough and always find it. We always seem to think that because this one, the one that we thought was our dream job, we did not get it. So we tend to think that, okay, there's nothing else for me, because you probably had worked so hard for this. At the end of the day, nothing comes out of it. But always, whenever there's a door closed, there's always one open. You just need to look hard enough.
Okay, and when you're looking hard enough, maybe something will open up and you'll be able to get through it. Now, this is the other thing I wanted to know. If there's some kind of a dream job in someone's mind, sometimes things change, sometimes they don't change. But is this a realistic thing that we have as children, that this particular thing is my dream job? And then some people change minds. Does that thing happen to so many people, or just this was just one for you?
I should think, actually, I'd think it's about 85% of the people that they grew up having this in mind and something else along the line, life changes things. You probably thought that maybe, for instance, I wanted to be a doctor. Yeah, that's what I thought, that was my dream job. But at the end of the day, obstacles came up and a couple of things changed. Other doors opened, and I came to realize, actually, that was not my dream. My dream is actually what I'm living right now.
So you are not in your life. That wasn't your real dream. That wasn't your real thing when growing up.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. I wanted to be a doctor, but wanting to be a doctor was actually not what my dream was. That was just something I had for the time. But right now that I'm grown up, I've already made my mind, and I can actually see that this is actually what I should have had in mind from the beginning.
This was supposed to be the thing from the beginning, okay.
Oh, yes. I just didn't realize it. With time, We grow up and we realize new things.
Sometimes you come up with things and you realize the world is so different from what you thought, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And that's when actually when that door opens. And if you just blink a second, it's funny. If you blink, you probably miss that open door. But wow. If you open your eyes wide open enough, you always can just find that door.
Thank you, Shayza Mungilwa. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing dream jobs. Welcome to the studio, Jamila Fege. Tell me about this. Do you think everybody has gotten to that point of a dream job? It feels good, isn't it?
It really does, the idea of it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, the idea of dream job. I think most of us actually have it, but it's fascinating because if you were to talk to people, say, I know when I speak with people, you know, around my age mate in Nigeria, they actually never really thought about it. Like the idea of, oh, your dream job. I mean, especially for the girls, is just to, you know, grow up, be a good wife, mothers, and to them, that's, you know, like their future. But I remember growing up here at the age of 5, you go to school in kindergarten and they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? So from that early age, you start having this idea in your head, you know, yeah, what do I want to be? So some of us say, you know, want to be princesses at that age. And then some of us coming from an African background, we all want to be doctors. And then eventually when you get older, depending on your personality, people start putting ideas into your head like, oh, you talk too much, so you should definitely be a lawyer.
I got that too myself. Okay?
Right. Like when you start having arguments, do you have to argue everything? Or do you have to negotiate everything?
Right.
Then you should be a lawyer. But I remember it started out that I wanted to be a doctor because I had a good pediatrician when I was growing up. And I just thought that doctors save lives. Like that's just the idea. And I carried that on up until college after first year. I was a pre-med major. And then I changed it to banking and finance. And I did that only because I just wanted to work on Wall Street. I mean, like, you know, that was just the idea, right? So the dream job was basically to have the American dream for me, because we grew up again thinking like the American dream is to own a house, you know, white picket fences and have a husband, have two beautiful kids, you know, a boy and a girl, and go to work, come home, and take your children to soccer practice and have girls go, you know, join ballet or gymnastics, and boom, your life, you know, is set. So eventually I did that, and then I realized that before you get there, you actually do have to live like in New York, and you have to like live in this very tiny apartment, and it's like a size of a closet.
The reality sinks in.
Right.
And it's a whole different ballgame. But before you continue, let me listen to Aisha. What about you? What was your dream ideal job, and then maybe what happened, and what do you think about this dream job? Did this happen to people as they think when we grow up?
Well, I totally agree with Jamila. I feel like it changes all the time. And I definitely am. I'm still changing my mind all the time about what my dream job is. But it's definitely attainable. And I think when you're a kid, you have so many, you see so many things and you get excited about so many things that you have a lot of different dream jobs. And one of mine when I was a kid was actually to present the news. And I'm not quite doing that yet, but I think I'm on my way.
You're on your way, exactly.
So, I mean, at least that was attainable. But my other childhood dreams of, you know, being a famous ballerina are probably never going to happen. But and definitely, I agree with Jamila. It's not immediate. Like, I think when I was a kid, I thought the day I turned 20, I would be an adult and I would have a house. And I would have a dog. And, you know, when I was 20, it's like she said, I was living in a closet somewhere eating ramen every night. But
so
it's good because you know that when you get there to whatever that dream is, you know, it's not the end. You always have more dreams that you're attaining. But you feel good when you get there because you worked really hard to be there.
Oh, yeah. And tell me, Ibrahim, you are the only man in the room here. Maybe you have a different feeling of how this works out.
Me and you, not only me.
We are the only guys, exactly.
The only two guys in
the
room.
Well, there's only the girls, too.
Only one answering questions, too. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, but, you know, I know growing up in Africa, you know, it's not like nobody has a dream, but getting the job is the most difficult thing. You know, I had a dream. You know, I had wanted to be a lawyer. And I actually went to law school. But then I had a chance encounter with a broadcaster, a renowned broadcaster. And we sat down and we were talking, and he was telling me that, you know, the TV house is hiring people. And, you know, just, I don't know, all of a sudden, like, it just clicked in my mind that that's what I had wanted to do all my life. You know, I went there, I had an audition, and they say, oh, we're going to take you, we're going to take you. And that was the end of
it. And you were the superstar when you got there, because this is what you really wanted. You're like, all of a sudden, ooh,
all
like
of a
epiphany.
Sudden, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, this is what I wanted to do.
But I had never thought of becoming a journalist, a broadcaster. You know, I've never thought about it. You know, I've seen, you know, I grew up in a society where people are just like news junkies. You know, like my dad will come out with this radio and there'll be like 10, 20 people gathered around trying to listen to what is happening in the news. Wow. The Voice of America, the BBC, Deutsche Welle, all these stations. And everybody was like, you know, the radio was the thing. So that's how I ended up. But like Jamila was saying earlier on, in Africa, it's actually not about a dream job. People are just trying to get the job, any job.
Any job, so
you can
survive.
Whatever job you can get, so you can survive.
Hold it right there. Thank you. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be all right. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Jamila Fege, Esha, and Ibrahim. Right now, we're discussing dream job. According to the author, Ramit Sethi, in his book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, he says to land your dream job, you need to promote yourself, network, and advance your social skills. So I spoke to my colleague, Peter Clotty, and I wanted to know his take.
Well, I think what people should do is to first focus on what their passion is. Because if you have a passion for, let's say, being a reporter, a broadcaster, an engineer, a lawyer, all those nice jobs, you have to pay attention to it. Once you have a passion for it, you are not working. However, if that doesn't happen, which happens to a lot of people, you have to come up with plan B because you have life, which is more important, which is key. Once you have life, you could chance up. Who knows that if you are a reporter, you want to be a reporter, you can become an engineer and become a reporter. You can be a lawyer and become a reporter. You know, there are so many ways by which you can attain those goals. So a little deviation here and there should not be, in my view, should not be a deterrent to achieving one's goal, objective, or trying to work towards one's goal. So it all depends on the individual. For those who are religious, you know, you can add religion to it. Those who are atheist, well, whatever you believe or not, that's up to you. But I believe that it should make you to want to go ahead to achieve your goal by working extraordinarily hard and perfecting your act. By so doing, you can, you know, achieve the objective of dream job that you want.
But sometimes, Peter, people realize one thing, that while I was growing up, I thought being a doctor or being a captain of an aircraft is the best thing ever. But later on in life, I realized, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be a singer. I want to be a songwriter. I want to be that and I want to be that. Now, such things happen to some people. And if it does,
it depends mostly on how you are brought up. Particularly in some African countries, when you are brilliant in math and science, they force you to do math and science courses. It shouldn't be that way. You know, they say water finds its own level. You should encourage the child and see where the child is most, you know, where his or her drive is. And then you try to hone it. You try to encourage that person. If the person wants to be a farmer, I went to school with, primary school with this guy. He was smart, but all he wanted to do was plant crops. And that's all he wanted to do. He wanted
that's all
to
he cared
go
about.
Into farming. Guess what? Mm-hmm. When we went to high school, we went to college and all that, he decided to be an extension farmer, and he was excellent at it. You need to be giving the platform to be encouraged to focus on what you are most interested in.
Thank you, Peter Clarty. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing dream job. And back to the studio. According to this author, one thing, Jamila, you can share maybe, is this something you really need to do to promote yourself, to network and to do all that for those who are looking for the dream jobs, I can say?
Absolutely, Sunday. Actually, I find that having a mentor, it's like the greatest thing that could ever happen to you, because a mentor is someone that actually guides you, that takes you through the ranks, and that actually saves you time on that network. You know, it actually opens you up to a bigger network. So they've already, like, if you are opportune to have or meet someone along the lines of whatever career track you choose, that person will save you a ton of time, and he'll introduce you or she'll introduce you to other people within their network that will actually help you gather other network as well, which will actually take you further than you will go on your own. So I agree with that, but for me personally, I find mentors to actually be the greatest assets one could have to take you further and, you know, to at least introduce you to other means that you would have never thought possible, or, you know, things that, opportunities that you would have never gotten on your own.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And Esha, for you, maybe because you're very close to your dream job, maybe what did you do to get to that dream job? And what do you want to advise others who are looking for their dream jobs?
Well, I was very lucky. I had a great mentor as soon as I came here to Voice of America as an intern. But I think that networking is probably the most invaluable skill you can have. When I came into this field, I didn't really have any experience in journalism or radio, but I'm very charismatic. I was able to make a lot of friends and convince a lot of people to teach me what they knew. I feel like everywhere I've gotten, especially in a city like Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. is through who you know.
Yeah, I think networking is really important when you have a chosen career path, because that will save you like a lot of time trying to look for a job somewhere, mm-hmm. or something like that. And because, you know, through networking, you know, you are able to have direct connections with people who are in the profession, and whenever something comes up, you know, it's like we do in Africa, you know, whenever something comes up, somebody will just call and say, Sunday, there's this opening in this job, you mm-hmm. want to apply for it? So before anybody knows, you know, you are already in there. So networking is really important. But also when you have a career path, you need to have a mentor, somebody you can look up to. You know, like when I started my broadcast career, you know, I had absolutely no experience whatsoever. I just went into the studio the first day. It was like I was shaking. You know, I was shaking like, was I? And it was on TV too. Not
really? Not on radio.
Not radio. So I was kind of like shaking. Was I doing this right? Was I doing that? It was crazy, but it's good to have a mentor.
Yeah, it's very good to have a mentor. And as you say, the world is always changing every day. So mm-hmm. once you get there, like Usher, you did, you hone the skills, you create yourself, you're up there to the task, and people see that. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. Well, hold it right there. You tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. As I said, the world is changing and things are changing. And sometimes people might not get the jobs that they were thinking while growing up. So if that does not happen, Ibrahim, you got very lucky. You went to something you wanted after changing a couple of times before you wanted to be a lawyer. So, hey, and Asia, you were also lucky to get to where you wanted to get. So what about those who are like, you know what? I wanted to do this and it never happened. Like, I have a friend of mine who we grew up together. All of us wanted to. We were really thinking of being pilots one day. We bought the books. We read the books. We did everything. But finally, when things, I mean, when we grew up and after school, things didn't go the way we wanted, we went to a different career. So what do you tell those guys? Is that the end of the world?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'll say I actually, what I studied all through school, all through college even, was opera. And a lot of my friends look at me now and say, well, you didn't make it as an opera singer. And that's true. And it's, you know, it might have been nice, but I'm also happy doing what I'm happy now. I mean, you didn't become a pilot, but you don't look very miserable to me.
Oh, no, I'm happy to be. I'm happy to be on air through waves in the radio. And I love it. Once I knew this job, I fell in love with this job forever. So since then, I don't look back.
Yeah,
just like she was saying, you know, the key word is to be happy doing what you are doing, whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's your dream job, whether it is something else, the key word is to be happy. Once you are happy and you are making it, that's the best thing.
Because if you stay miserable, then you don't make things happen. You're making it worse even for your health, right?
Yeah, and you don't know. I mean, you're, like we said, your ambitions can change from when you were a kid. And, and maybe at your age, being a pilot wouldn't have been so much fun. You don't know.
No, let me tell you something. I came so close, though, because I even became a flight attendant at one point.
Really?
Yes. But flying all the time now, I realize, you know what? Could be the best thing when I'm young with no family. But now you want me to be traveling
every
day?
I
don't want to do that.
I was going to ask you this question. Like, if you get a pilot job now, will you jump on it and go?
No, no. I actually changed my mind. I said I don't need to do this.
Exactly.
I don't need to do this anymore. You know, that's the thing that you come up and you learn growing up. Like, you know what? I thought this was fine, but now. Even before being a, I mean, before thinking of being a pilot, I thought to be a lawyer because when I was in high school, I was the best debater in school. And all my teachers were like, oh, you can make a very good lawyer. So later on, I said, nah. So I think things do change and you evolve. You see the difference of those things and you're like, okay, what I'm doing now is the best thing ever.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, dream job is the topic tonight. And so, since someone didn't make it to a dream job, there are so many things we do out there, but sometimes there are things we do, as Jamila stated, that we just do for the money. It's not like everybody's doing something because they love it so much.
No.
So what do you think about that part when it comes just for the money?
Well, I mean, it's like we said, it's really about being happy, and not everyone finds their primary joy in work. And if they're making good money, even if they don't love what they're doing at work, they can pursue hobbies and, you know, have a great social life, really enjoy their family, and they can spend that money they're making on other aspects of their life to be happy. So it's unfortunate,
and maybe
but
they, and maybe they can do that, as you say, it could be for fun. You can do something else for fun.
Yeah,
and just
exactly.
Make it easier for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be happy doing a job and then, you know, make an extra money off of it, and all the better for it, really. You know, so being happy and making the money, it depends on your needs, really, you know, because it's not only about the job, it's about taking care of yourself and your family and your other needs, you know. So the money is really important, you know, but being happy is the most important thing.
All right. Well said. Thank you so much. And well, Africa, this is your turn now. All our listeners, it is time to give us your input.
My view on this one, I'll put myself in. When I grew up, I wanted to be a pilot so much. I used to love to fly. And then I said, oh, okay, I'll be a pilot. And then I positioned myself to become one. And I got the chances. And then I went to sorority. I went to the flying school. And then I was there for a couple years, but the country wasn't steady, and then we had to come back home, and then we went back again. It was the same, and then I didn't get lucky because for some circumstances didn't let me to finish, and then they sent me home. So flying to me was right there, was over. And then I said, okay, what do I have to do now? Is this the end of the road for me in a lifetime or no? No. And then I said, okay, what's your next move? My next move is got to go to America. And then I positioned myself to come to America. And then I started working at DACO. And then later on, I came to America. And then I started a new career.
Thank you, Emmanuel Bandawe. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing dream jobs. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
The Japanese prefecture of Aichi is looking for a few good ninjas. Six of them, to be exact. They are seeking acrobats with media experience. The unusual job was posted by the prefectural government in Niigata, Japan, earlier this month to kickstart the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, which is expected to bring millions of tourists to Japan. And because a team sometimes performs in English, fluency in Japanese isn't necessary. Satoshi Adichie of Aichi's promotion department acknowledges that ninjas are required to be secretive. But he told the Japan Times of Tokyo, "Our ninjas also have to be good at talking to promote tourism."
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explode dream jobs. A big thank you to my colleague Peter Clouty and also to my guest Shayza Mungilwa from Tanzania. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in the studio. Esha, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you. It's and my also, pleasure.
Sure. And of course, Ibrahim.
My thank pleasure, you. Mr. DJ.
Of course, that's my other job he just mentioned.
Yeah, that's his other job, being a DJ, you know.
I love music, so hey. I enjoy it. Yeah. Alrighty, and Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message after the beep. That's 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be social media. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and a guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Africa, this is James Brotte, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Need a little straight talk? Want to make sense of the world around you? Ask a question. Hear what others have to say? If so, Voice of America has a variety of talk shows for you. Lifestyle, health, politics, youth, sports. We have it all. Tune into our discussion shows on the radio, TV, or the internet. They examine a wide variety of issues and world events not always covered by other media.